Books on Tape presents Mozart's Ghost by Julia Cameron, read by Kirsten Potter. Chapter 1. She was late. She had cut it too close again. Someday, she told herself, she was going to arrive at her classroom early, refreshed, relaxed, and grounded. But someday was not today. The ancient elevator in her apartment building chugged its way slowly toward the lobby. Anna tapped an impatient foot. When the elevator door slid open, she found her exit squarely blocked. A gargantuan beetle-black grand piano was wedged sideways into the minuscule lobby. Short of crawling on her hands and knees, she could not get past it. "Hey, some people need to get out of here," she called out. "Please, somebody!" Alec, the superintendent who was supervising the moving of the piano, saw her plight. "Right back up," he suggested. "Take the stairs back down." "But I'm late." That's when the tall, red-headed stranger spoke up. He had been standing just to one side with two uniformed moving men. "We tried to wait until everybody had gone to work," he said. "This won't take much longer." "Well, it's taking too long for me. Oh, never mind." Anna stabbed at the elevator buttons. As the door slid shut, she caught one last glimpse of the redhead. He smiled apologetically. Was it her imagination? Despite his frizz of red hair and his Buddy Holly glasses, he looked quite attractive. The elevator door slid shut, and that is when she heard the voice, scolding her in heavily accented English. "You could have been more civil to him. You could have made him feel..."